Okay, we're on Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph. We're going to start with the words Vakati Ones. Let's just recap again. We made a statement in the name initially of Rabbi Yochanan that if there is a lo saseh that has an independent aseh that can be fulfilled beforehand, he says it's therefore not a lava nitik laaseh, and therefore you get lashed on that. Then they asked him, did you really say that? He said, no, I didn't say it. I changed my mind. And they're trying to figure out why he changed his mind. He changed his mind based on a brisa that says if a man rapes a woman, then he does not get lashed, even though there's an aseh before that he has to marry her. And then if he divorces her, the marriage will not fix it up. And you see that still in all, he does not get lashed. So obviously you see it does fix it up, even though it's an independent aseh. That's why he changed his mind. Then the Gemara says, well, I don't know why he changed his mind, because maybe that's different. Because since the aseh wasn't necessary to say that he should marry her, because we can learn from Akal V'chomer from Motzi Shemra, if you remember. The case where the guy falsely accuses his wife that she was having an affair with someone. And over there we already said that that you have to marry her. There's an aseh that says you have to marry her. So now, why would I have to say you need the aseh to marry her? And we said a kal v'chomer that motzi shemra, where you didn't do anything, and the Torah says he has to marry her. Ones, where he did something, why do you have to say you have to marry her? All the more so we know that. Why would I have to say that? The answer is not to say you have to marry her beforehand, because I know that from a kal v'chomer, we're going to say you have to marry her after you divorce her. And then that makes the law fixes up the aseh. And therefore, why did Rabbi Akiva come around and say, well, I see from this brisa different? No, this brisa is special because that the aseh of getting married did not need to be said by the rapist. And if it is being said, it's not because to do as an independent mitzvah to marry her, regardless if he divorces her, but rather to say that if he does divorce her, then the aseh fixes it up. So therefore, it really is an aseh that fixes up, and it's not an independent aseh. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva, why did you change your mind? That's what we're holding by, correct?
Because it fixes it up. If he divorces her, he doesn't get lashed. That's what we're saying?
That's right. He wanted to say, I see from this price, it's an independent aseh, and you don't get lashed. So it's not an independent aseh. If it was an independent aseh, why do we have to say it? We could learn it from Motzi Shemra.
Right.
So therefore, it's not necessary. We already have an independent aseh to marry her, but it says again to marry her, that must mean only after you divorce her. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva, why did you change your mind? All the Gemara is going to say, well, I'll tell you why, because we couldn't use it for that. We can't learn a kal v'chomer from Motzi Shemra, and we do need this aseh as an independent aseh by rapist. Why? Gemara is going to say, there is no kal v'chomer. V'akati, but still, ones mi Motzi Shemra lo gomer. You can't learn the rapist from Motzi Shemra. And we have to say the pasuk for before you divorce her. Why can't you learn a kal v'chomer? Even though you want to say the kal v'chomer was Motzi Shemra is only verbal, while a rapist is an action, which is much worse. So of course, but on the other hand, we could break the kal v'chomer. You can break the kal v'chomer because there's another law that exists by Motzi Shemra that does not exist by the rapist. And what's that? As soon as the fellow is Motzi Shemra on the woman, now does he pay the fine? Mala Motzi Shemra Shekein Loike Umishalem. The guy who defends her, he gets two punishments, which we usually don't get. Usually, as a rule, you don't give two punishments. But the Torah categorically says it's an exception to the rule, and it's stricter than anything else. He gets a much more bigger punishment because he gets lashes and he pays a monetary penalty, which you don't find anywhere else. In addition to the obligation to keep her as a wife, he gets lashed and is fined. That's very strict. The crime of rape, however, is punishable by a fine, but not by lashes.
Yeah.
So you see that for whatever reason, the Torah feels that the guy who defamed the woman, it's even worse. So I don't have a kal v'chomer, and we've broken the kal v'chomer. Right? Look what the notes say. These are the initial punishments of the defamer, even if he does not violate the commandment to keep her as a wife. In other words, even when he defames her, it says they shall punish him, they shall fine him 100 shekels, and punish him, the Gemara explains, means lashes.
Yeah.
Once you defame the wife, boom, you get the lashes, you get the monetary punishment. While the rapist doesn't have this, the rapist only gets the monetary punishment, does not get the lashes. Well, you couldn't make a Kal V'chomer now, because clearly the Motzi Shemra is stricter, even though you said, well, he didn't do an action. Well, I don't care he didn't do an action, but the Torah punishes him much more, so obviously you don't have a Kal V'chomer anymore. Right? So therefore, let's go back. So when the Torah says by the rapist, he marries her, it cannot be learnt as a Kal V'chomer. It's necessary as an independent mitzvah before you divorce her. And therefore, we still see you don't get lashed. That's where Rabbi Akiva wants to change his, that's where Rabbi Yochanan wants to change his mind. Thus, the onesis, that means the rapist's initial requirement to bury his victim, could not be derived from the similar obligations stated in regard to the more stringent case of a defamer. According to the positive commandment to the ones, that what says shall be, she shall be a wife unto him, is indeed applicable beforehand, teaching his initial obligation to marry her. It cannot then be considered superfluous, and therefore construed as meant specifically to remedy the transgression of divorcing her. It's not. And therefore, and we see that he does not get lashed. So we see that an independent assay, you don't get lashed from the Mishnah, from this Brisa, not like the Mishnah. That's why he wanted to change his mind. Right? So that's clear. It is still an independent mitzvah. Since we're not using a Kal V'chomer from the defamer, so I need that initial pasuk that says she shall be a wife unto him to say he's got to marry her beforehand as an independent mitzvah. Yet, if he does divorce her, he doesn't get lashed. So Rabbi Akiva says, see, in a case where there's an independent asay beforehand, you don't get lashed. As opposed to what the Mishnah said, you did get lashed by going into the Beis HaMikdash. But he says, that's why I'm retracting. So there's no Kal V'chomer. Gemara is not giving up over here. It's saying, no. We're still going to be able to see, there's no, to make it an exception to the rule. And why are you retracting? So they want to modify Ula's argument to say, Rabbi Akiva, this again is a unique situation, but let's do it the other way now. We're just going to flip it the other way. So we were trying to say, okay, you only have to say get married to her by Motzi Shemra, and we could have learned a Kal V'chomer to the rapist. Now we're going to say, well, no, you said no. You said the rape, it's much stricter the other way. So he says, okay, let's flip the Kal V'chomer entirely. Once we say by rapist he has to marry her, you don't have to say that he has to marry her by the defamer.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes extra.
Yeah.
That becomes extra. Because if you don't have the Kal V'chomer, now you got it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And once it becomes extra, what are you going to use it for? Okay, Ella, let's try it this way. Let's try Ula's question on Rabbi Yochanan. Ella, therefore, lo yomar, don't say the pasuk by Motzi Shemra, the defamer of lo sia leisha b'motzi shemra. You don't need to say he has to marry the guy who defames the woman. You don't have to say it. Why? Because we have it by ones, by the rapist. V'ligmar,
mm-hmm.
Let's make a Kal V'chomer meones from the rapist. And this other Kal V'chomer will go this way. The rapist does not get lashed and pay. He only pays. He doesn't get lashed.
Right.
Yet he has to marry the woman right away. And Omar Rachman in the Torah says, Velosi Elisha, he has to marry this woman. So why do I have to say it by Motzi Shemra? Motzi Shemra, the defamer, lo kol shekein, all the more so you don't need to say the pasuk if he has to marry her, because we're already finding him and lashing him. So he's much worse, right? So since he's much worse, and we know by the rapist that it's not as bad, he has to marry her. So I don't have to say by the defamer he has to marry her. I can learn that from a Kal V'chomer, he has to marry her. So what are you going to do with that? The lama nemar. So now why is it said? Okay, why then is it said the defamer's obligation to keep her? Why do we have to say it? It must be for something extra. So what are you going to say it's for? Well, you're going to say, well, that That what?
If he divorces her.
Ah, but he, so imeno inyan lamotzi shemra, if it's not applicable to the context of a defamer to teach that he must keep her as his wife, you'll see why in a minute, because really the case of the defamer is where he already was married to her. So he's married to her, there's no need for him to marry her if he's married to her, right? So we'll see. To know inyan laones. So let's use the extra, he should stay married to her, for the rapist. If there's nothing to teach by the defamer, then let's use it for the rapist. And if we're going to use it for the rapist, but I already have a pasuk by the rapist, imena inyan lafanav, if it's not going to be aspect for the rapist, in the front end, t'no inyan lachav, save for afterwards. So again, it's extra for the rapist. So remember, we have a rule. If you got an extra clause and you can't use it in context A, so then you're going to use it in context B. So we're going to explain why, that regarding the guy who's motzi shemer, defames her, it says she should be married to her, there's really no need to say that, because already have a kal v'chomer from ones. You have a kal v'chomer from ones. And there's no need to mention it by the defamer at all. So why is it said? And you're going to say, well, maybe it means to say for afterwards. It's not going to be for afterwards, because we're going to see that he's got to be, he is married to her, you'll see. And therefore, it is extra. So what am I going to use it for? And I can't use it for the defamer, so I got to use it for the rapist. But for the rapist, it already says he has to marry her on the front end. So what's it going to be used for? He has to be married for her on the back end, if he wants to divorce her. So then it fixes it up again. Right? It's extra by a defamer. There's no use for he has to be married to her. Right. What are you going to use it for? If you can't, so the rule is if you can't use it in the context you're in, use it in a similar but different context, which is the rapist. The rapist, so it already says he has to marry her on the front end, so what's it going to be used for the rapist? That he has to marry her on the back end. And therefore that becomes a lava nitak la'ase. And that's why that's an exception to the rule. But the original mission that says you do get lashed would stay. Okay, and that's what the commentary is going to fill in all this. Thus, the seemingly unnecessary commandment, and he shall be a wife unto him, said in regard to a defamer, is actually a positive commandment specifically given to remedy the onus's transgression of divorcing the victim. Okay, the Gemara below will ask that rather than apply this verse to the post-divorce situation with onus, we should apply it to the post-divorce with the defamer itself. That's a question. Gemara's going to ask that. That's why I said, don't worry about it. Gemara's going to ask it. This is why the Brisa suspends Malchus if the Ones remarries her, and the Brisa is ruling, therefore, in no way disproves Rabbi Yochanan's original contention that one does incur Malchus for violating a prohibition preceded by a positive commandment. So let's do the Kal v'chomer the other way, right? Which Gemara is going to say, no, because there is a strictness that the rapist has over the defamer, and therefore we can't use the Kal v'chomer, as we suggested in the front end. Where it says you can't do the Kal v'chomer either. Why? Because umotzi shemer be'ones nami lo gomer. You can't make the Kal v'chomer from ones, the rapist, to motzi shemra, because what did we originally say? Dikel amivrach, you can break the Kal v'chomer, mala ones shekein osa maisa. The ones did an action. So therefore, in other words, each one is as strict as the others, and therefore forget it, there's no Kal v'chomers. Just, that's what we originally said yesterday. Yeah. We want to say it's a couple. See, the problem is each one has a strictness the other one doesn't have. The defamer has the strictness that he gets lashed and pays the fine, which the onus doesn't have both. On the other hand, the onus has the strictness he did an action, raping, versus just words. Yeah. So therefore, there's nothing to learn from that. It's not a special case. We understand why Rabbi Yochanan retracted his words, because that's exactly a case of an independent assay. Back to square one. So it seems Rabbi Yochanan, that's why I changed my mind. There's nothing extra over here. There's nothing to say this is not an independent assay. It is an independent assay. I don't have anything extra. Not finished yet. Well, let's try one more. Okay. Elalo yomar lo siela isha b'motzi shemra. Let's not say, you don't have to say at all that he has to be married to her by motzi shemer. Forget about the kal v'chomer. We wanted to say a kal v'chomer, right? We said, well, you don't have to say that because they have a kal v'chomer. Well, we got no kal v'chomers. Okay, but maybe I could tell you that he should be married to the woman by defamer is extra for a different reason, not because of a kal v'chomer, because we don't have a kal v'chomer. But I say we still maybe should not say the pasuk that he has to marry her by the mosi shemra. You know why you don't have to tell her this? Because, again, that's what I was saying earlier. When does this story take place? After he's already married to her, he's mosi right. Shemra. Shaharei, Sharei Ishtohi. She already is married to him. He married her. And on the wedding night, he claims that she was not, a virgin. Right? Because she is already his wife whom he has betrothed and married with Nisuim. The words, she shall be a wife unto him, imply that he must actively marry her, not merely remain married to her. The words say he has to marry her. What do you mean he has to marry her? He is married to her. So that can't, you can't say, well, if you divorce or marry her. No, it says he has to marry her.
Yeah.
So, which by the rapist makes sense, yeah, because he was never married to her. So he has to marry her. That's the independent mitzvah. But here, why, if the guy married the woman,
yes,
the claim of motzi shemra that she's not a virgin is after she's married. So why? So, well, the punishment is you have to marry her.
He's already married.
That's right. So what are you going to do with those words?
Right.
Hang on. These words then cannot apply to the case of a defamer who's already married to the victim of his sin.
Right.
Okay, so now the question is, lomanema. So why was this commandment stated here by the defamer if he was already married to her? Now, this is the tricky part here. Imeino inyan lamotzi shemra, if it's not applicable to the context of a defamer, to no inyan laones, apply to the context of an ones, in the case over here. Now again, we don't need it in advance because it already says a pasuk by ones he has to marry her. Vimeino inyan lefanav, and it's not regarding beforehand. As we already said, tenuhu inyan le'acharav. You should use it for afterwards again, and therefore it is extra. There's no kal v'chomer, but I have no use by the motzi shemra. Okay. Now, thus the seemingly out-of-place commandment, and he shall be a wife unto him, said in regard to defamer, is actually a positive commandment, specifically given to remedy the ones transgression, divorcing the victim. That's why the Braisa sends him out. That's what you got your question. You got your question. Hang on. Gemara's going to say, what are you talking about? Why are you jumping that step and say, well, I have no use by the defamer. Let me plug into the ones. Gemara says, no. Defamer, let's say like this. Vim eino. If I have no use by motzi shemra beforehand because he is married, to no inilachrov today, to lo lucky. Why don't you say it regarding to himself that afterwards he has to stay married to her and remarry? That's exactly the point. Why do you want to schlep around to divorce the rapist? Say it's in the case of motzi shemra itself, and it's not to say he gets married to her initially because he is married to her. It's extra to say he has to get married to her if he divorces her. And if he divorces her, then you're not going to get lashed because it's going to fix it up. Good point, eh?
Yeah.
So then there's nothing to be done with ones. Morris says, yeah, you're right. Inachidami, you're right. And therefore the extra, you should marry her by the defamer, is for afterwards that he has to remarry her and he doesn't get lashed. But now that I've said that, what do I now know by the defamer? That he has to he's married to her, and if he divorces her, he can remedy it by marrying her. He can remedy it by marrying her. So now maybe we'll learn the rapist from that. That if after he divorces her, he could fix it up by marrying her. So now let's take the raper for Gomer Mine, and now we'll learn it from that. Now you've shown me by a motzi shemra,
yeah,
we can say that after you divorce her, you can remarry and it fixes up.
Yeah.
So now let's say that's the same, even though by the rapist it says marry her beforehand, but let's just say, you're going to learn the rapist is going to be like the defamer. Pretty similar kind of cases, aren't they? So let's learn from that. And now we understand that also fixes up the transgression of divorce. In other words, what you said by the defamer, if he divorces her, it could be fixed up because the Torah says you should go marry her. So we'll say the same thing about who rapes her.
But the defamer is already married to her.
I understand. So what is the assay of saying marry her means? If you divorce her, you could fix it up by marrying her. Good. So once I say that by a motzi shemra, let me say the same thing by an ones, by whatever limud I want to make, which Gemara is going to ask. Oh yeah, how are you going to deduce that? How are you going to deduce it? So b'mai gomer b'nei. Gemara says, wait a minute. Yeah, tell me. You want to learn rape? So how are you going to learn that exactly?
Yeah.
You keep doing this. If you want to say it's a kal v'chomer, let's say it's an A4-tier argument, we already said you can't do that, right? Because there's a stringency that rapist has. Or iba mamatzino. Mamatzino means, like, we make a comparison. Just like over here, it's like this way over there could be.
Sure.
But no, we can't do that. Because we already destroyed that. Kedar bar Chidu already broke the kal v'chomer. It's already broke. You can't learn one from the other. Why? Malamotzi shemra shekein lo asamais. Remember we said, Motzi shemra, he didn't do an action. While the rapist does do an action. So therefore, we can't learn it from it. So we can't. There's nothing special about the rapist. We've tried three ways to show you that the rapist has a special assay afterwards to fix it up, and that's why it's different. That's why Rabbi Akiva shouldn't have Rabbi Yochanan should have retracted. And there's no way to learn it. Finished. No kal v'chomer. No, I don't need it here for there and this and that and all that. Forget it. We can't do it. You can't learn the rapist from Motzi Shemra in any way. You can't learn Motzi Shemra. All you know is the Torah says, and we're stuck back to square one. Torah says by the rapist, you got to marry her right away. And that's the only assay I got. And now you're going to divorce her. And guess what? Even though the assay is independent, you don't get lashed. So Rabbi Yochanan said, that's why I retracted. That's where we're holding.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's all the notes are saying. So then, therefore, so he still doesn't get lashed. So now the Gemara gives the final answer. Ella is a final answer. The Gemara concedes the objection and say, you're right. So then, why did Rabbi Akiva retract? Why, you know, so no, we know why he retracted. The Gemara didn't like that he retracted.
Yes.
So Elam Rava comes along and says, "You want to know something that's very unique? The whole idea of this rapist is a very unique situation. Let's look at a different clause in the pasuk that will tell us the difference." The Torah says the words. Well, it doesn't say it, but it implies Kol Yamav, all the days that he's married to her, Ba'amod v'hachzir. He always has to be married to her. Okay? In other words, when the ones divorces, the rapist divorces the victim, when he remarries her, he doesn't get lashed because the pasuk says, not only does he get married to her, but it says, all his days he has to be married to her. Why do you got to say he's married all his days? Mm-hmm. Just say he has to be married to her. Mm-hmm. Just say he has to marry her.
Right.
Why do you got to say all his days?
He cannot divorce her.
So it's her, but it's said in a positive way.
Yeah.
It's said in a positive way. He shall be married to her. Positive.
Sure.
And that would say before you divorce her, be married to her.
Okay.
But it says all his days. Why do you guys say be married to her all his days? Just say be married to her. So what it's saying is it's like repeating itself. So it's like you got to be married to her all your days.
Right.
So even if you're going to divorce her, you're going to have to remarry her. So it's like the Torah put a double assay on it, so to speak, because it did not have to say all his days.
Yeah.
Just say he has to marry her. Finish. What's this all his days business?
Yes.
The business is you have to marry. You have to always be married to all his days. Not just married, but always be married. How can you always be married? If you divorce, you got to marry her again.
Right.
And that makes it a fix-up. You hear? These words thus indicate a distinct pasuk commandment to remarry the victim, a pasuk commandment that is possible only after he's violated the prohibition against divorcing her, and which thus follows the prohibition and remedies its violation. And you see what's going on? So now we say, well, now we're back to Rabbi Yochanan. Why did you change your mind? You shouldn't have changed your mind. The original Mishnah says you get lashed for an independent assay. So, well, this is the independent assay and you don't get lashed. No, this is not an independent assay. It is, but it's also double that even afterwards you have to marry her. So it is a lav anitik assay. V'chein, and similarly, Ki asa Ravin om Rav Yochanan, and when Ravin came and he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, that's our Rav Yochanan, to explain why his original contention is not refuted by the fact that Jonas avoids Malchus by remarrying him. He says the same thing. Kol yomav ba'amod v'hachzor. When it says all his days, it means he always has to be remarried to her. So the Gemara now has defended Rav Yochanan's original contention that one incurs Malchus for violating a prohibition that's preceded by a positive commandment, and that which he wanted to retract from the Braisa that says by the rapist you don't get lashed is because it's not really an independent asay. We finally proved how it's different. Since the Torah says you have to marry her and she has to stay married all his days, that itself is telling us that there's an extension to the asay even after you divorce her. So that's what he's saying. So the objection to that original contention was from the case of the Ones, where he avoids Malchus by remarrying him, even though the positive commandment to marry her precedes the prohibition against her. That's what he originally said. Whereas now answered, the words all his days indicate a special positive commandment given to remedy the transgression. Interestingly,
divorce,
both, that you marry her and stay married to her. And therefore, if you divorce her, you have a positive commandment to remarry her. That makes it unique. Rabbi Yochanan himself had previously considered the case of the Ones a refutation of his original contention that one incurs Malchus for violating a prohibition preceded by the positive commandment. Here, though, Ravin reports in his name a rejection of that refutation. For Rabbi Yochanan reconsidered it yet again and rejected the refutation by asserting that the words all his days indicate a special positive commandment given to remedy that transgression. Thus, Rabbi Yochanan's conclusion indeed concurs with his original contention. One does not incur Malchus violating prohibition. So, start again. Our Mishnah clearly said you get lashed for going into Beis HaMikdash. There's an asay over there to go out. It's an independent. And when it's an independent, you get lashed. He thought, no, I'm going to change your mind because it's a brisa by the rapist where it seems to be independent and you don't get lashed. Seems to knock it out, right. So I might want to retract. But then, no, really, it is different. Because since it says you got to stay married to her, that's why it doesn't get lashed, because it's like an assay that fixes up the lav. So by the rapist, it's the assay fixes up the lav, because it says he has to stay married to her. And we're left with the proof of the Mishnah. That if a guy goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he gets lashed. There's an assay that says go out. That's an independent assay. An independent assay will not fix up a lav. And the original statement of Rabbi Yochanan holds. Got that? Good place to stop. We're not done with the Gemara. The sugya is not done, but at least we're, as they say, back to square one. All we did in the last 3 days was show that the other brisa does not change Rabbi Yochanan's original ruling. That's basically what we did.
Yeah, yeah. So we're saying because it's a separate positive commandment after.
Well, it suggests an extra one because it says you got to be married to her all your days.
Yeah.
All your days is saying, implying if you divorce her, the positive commandment continues even afterwards. Mm-hmm. It's one positive commandment, but the wording suggests it's a mitzvah before to marry her and after that you have to remarry in one clause, and that's how it's an assay that can fix up the law.
So he doesn't get lashed.
Does not get lashed by the rapist.
Right.
Because the assay fixes it up. Okay. But by kutchum, where the assay doesn't fix it up, you do get lashed. And that was Rabbi Yochanan's original statement.
Okay.
Good?